The stubborn hot and humid weather pattern continues across eastern New York and western New England. Oppressive levels of humidity are making it feel even warmer than those air temperatures. The high level of humidity is also raising the threat for some flooding downpours across our area. Be weather aware for the potential for some showers and storms at times over the next few hours. And some of these storms will be on the heavier side with the potential to produce some locally heavy downpours that may result in localized flooding. There's also the potential for some damaging wind gusts within some of these storms. Heading into tonight, showers and storms should tend to ease up and dry up as the evening moves along, though I can't rule out a passing shower overnight. The better chance for a shower or storm will be during this evening. It is going to be another warm and humid night across the area. Rather uncomfortable for sleeping once again if you don't have air conditioning. Lows will be in the 60s to near 70 degrees. Moving into the day tomorrow, a disturbance will come through our area, and that's going to bring us the chance for some more wet weather. Showers and thunderstorms are likely at times tomorrow. It's not looking like a total washout. I wouldn't expect it to rain the entire day tomorrow, but odds are good that at some point you'll run into some rainfall, so be sure you have that umbrella ready to go. And if you happen to have plans to be outside tomorrow, you may want to have some backup plans ready to go in case rain does enter your area at the time where you expect to be outside. Another thought about tomorrow is to be aware of any potential lightning as some of these storms roll through. And if you are outside, you want to head to a safe place before those storms get into the area. Just like the potential for some flooding exists today, that's another chance again tomorrow. So we may have some areas of flooding because of some heavy downpours. Temperatures tomorrow should make it up largely into the 80s. And then on Thursday, that disturbance will push off to the east. That should take the rain chance with it. Behind that disturbance, the air turns a little bit less humid. So a bit of a break, a little ease of the humidity on Thursday. And then on Friday, still not super humid, though there could be a pop-up or passing storm. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, especially this evening. Warm and humid, lows in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, with showers and storms at times. Warm and very humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially this evening. Warm and humid, with lows in the 60s to around 70. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with showers and storms at times. Warm and very humid, highs in the low to mid 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially this evening. Warm and humid, low 68 to 74. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and storms at times. Warm and very humid, highs in the middle to upper 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially this evening. Warm and humid, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with showers and storms at times. Warm and very humid, highs in the low to mid 80s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a bit less humid, high 80 to 85. Partly sunny on Friday, chance of an isolated storm, humid, high 80 to 85. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.